It is March 3rd, and we have cards for the 3rd and the 4th of March 2022, and they are the Queen of Coins reversed, the Page of Wands reversed, and the Nine of Cups. Contentment versus comparison. At the end of the day, as in the final card of this lineup, in the outcome position, the card of content, the Nine of Cups, finds us grateful, comfortable, and not attached to any outcome at all. Non-attachment to outcome is an interesting search. The Nine of Cups, Pisces, Cancer, Scorpio, is a happy card, no matter what's going on. In fact, this card of satisfaction can lean into taking one's good fortune for granted. That's not happening today, though. In the center today, we have the little Page of Wands, Aries, Sagittarius, Leo, who, in the upright, holds a tall, straight, brown wooden staff from which new green leaves sprout. Pages have child or teenage energy, and the tall branch is a good foot taller than the young page, who looks up at it as if measuring himself. In the reverse, they're wondering if they measure up. Pages are messengers, and in the reverse, this may very well be getting a message you don't particularly like, or you're not getting the message. Pages are called princesses in some decks, and in the modern witch tarot, a cute little ponytailed human wears a red ribbon, the color of passion, in her or his dark hair. This page is famous for their enthusiasm, but in the reverse, there may be more enthusiasm than anything else. Or not. The page holds an ace, a single tall wand that he or she has yet to grow into. In the reverse, we could have a lack of enthusiasm, or a great idea, or project, or a goal that's not quite planned out properly. Does my work measure up? Do I? How does it compare to everyone else's? In the past position, the Queen of Coins, Taurus, Virgo, Capricorn, were she in the upright, would be as comfortable and cozy as the Nine of Cups, but in the reverse, her reputation as a good mother brings to mind her unflattering nickname, Smother. More smothering than mothering, and I may be looking at a tense mother-daughter moment, possibly angry words and someone feeling pretty smug about it afterwards. But the Queen of Coins in the reverse, more often than not, means this material girl has overspent or just not handle money well. But in this past position today actually looks like the past energy we're moving away from. I recall a recent reading in which the Ace of Coins or Pentacles, the card of riches and rewards or awards, hovered over the whole spread as the number one priority. That is, an obsession of some sort that excludes other aspects of life. The Queen of Pentacles in the reverse, today in the past position, holds that very coin in her lap. She's not, or rather was not, a very happy person. We could be talking about creations of any sort or a goal of any sort, but there is immature energy in these cards mellowing out in a wonderful way by the Nine of Cups. Basically, the Nine of Cups is being content. Whatever else is going on, even if something or someone doesn't work out the way you'd envisioned, expected, or hoped, we're okay. The Kabbalah addresses male virility on the Nine of Cups, which is a surprise to me as I associated the element of water with femininity. There could be a lack of physical intimacy for whatever reason, but there is contentment, happiness, and a true enjoyment of life. We usually see the host, casual in a robe and slippers, sitting in front of his bar, gold cups lined up for guests and friends. On the Nine of Cups, we are living our best life. Not everything works out exactly as we may have desired, but the Nine of Cups knows that and is still smiling.